Please open your Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1. We have now completed a quick review of the first three chapters of Ephesians. We have only briefly summarized some of the profound truths presented by Paul by revelation. An in-depth, word-by-word study is warranted because this book is the definitive revelation of who we are and what we are in Christ. Ignorance of these truths is the foundation of our misery. My prayer is that this series of teachings will urge you on to a more thorough study and understanding of the book of Ephesians, with the corresponding comprehension of who you are in Christ. The first three chapters are the basis for the second three chapters, and indeed the rest of Paul's writings. In the King James Version, chapter 4 starts with, "I therefore." Paul is saying, based on everything I just said, "Therefore I come alongside you to help and advise you to live with an appropriately powerful and productive response to the calling wherewith you have been called." We must help one another. Chapter 4, verse 1. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." In modern American English, beseech has the connotation of begging or pleading. The word translated beseech is parakleto, which is the verb form of the noun parakletos, used by Jesus in the Gospel of John to describe the Holy Spirit that would be sent on the day of Pentecost. The parakletos is the Comforter, Holy Spirit, or Spirit of Christ in you. A parakletos is a person who advises, informs, empowers, comforts, and helps you. Every believer will be a parakletos to other believers because Christ in us is the definitive parakletos. God made us worthy. We must always keep chapter 2, verse 9 in the forefront of our thoughts. It says, "Not of works, lest any should boast." Any time the translation of Paul's gospel seems to point to our works making us worthy, stop and look deeper into the wording. God made us worthy. Verse 2, "With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Supporting one another in the love of God. In plain English, that means supporting one another in the love of God. Modestly and gently make effort with urgency to guard the oneness of the Spirit in the ligament of peace. The word translated unity literally means oneness. We are one in Christ because we all have the one Lord, the one Christ in us. The word bond comes from a word that means literally joint bands or ligament. The ligaments hold the joint together so that it can articulate and function properly. The bond of peace. Who is our peace? If you will recall, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 said that He is our peace, and that through Him we have access to the Father. Verse 3, "Endeavoring to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Do you notice all the ones? There is a point being emphasized here with the repeated use of the word one. To understand the gospel of the mystery, the oneness must be grasped, buying into the many spirits idea that is so common in the modern Christian religion, clouds the oneness of the body of Christ. Besides the delusion, the idea of many spirits opens the door to the many evil spirits that are eager to oblige. Each and every person that believes is giving the one and only grace gift according to the measurement of Christ. The gift of Christ is both the measurement and the measure. Colossians 1:27 tells us that we have Christ in us, which is our hope of glory. Christ is the gift. There is only one Spirit of Christ. There is only one grace gift, Christ in you. I would like to play a short 6-minute audio file for you at this time that addresses the subject of one Lord, one gift, and one ministry. I believe that it will help us to understand this chapter of Ephesians in the way that Paul intended.
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. For we which live are alway delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. 1. One treasure, one God, one power, one gift, one ministry, one purpose. Verse 7. But we have this treasure. You notice the treasure is singular. Mm-hmm. One treasure. Mm-hmm. There are not two, there's not three. There's one treasure. That one treasure is in earthen vessels, plural. We are the earthen vessels. There are many of us. But only one treasure. That the excellency of the power, one power, not many, one power, may be of God, singular, God, and not of us, plural. many of us, many earthen vessels, one treasure, one God, one power, one gift, one ministry, and one purpose. In 1 Peter 4:10, it says, every person, that's plural, has received the gift, singular, one gift. Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. One gift with manifold, many ways of expressing itself, but one gift, one treasure, many vessels, one power, one God, many of us, one purpose. Verse 10, 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 10. Oh, we'll just start at 7 and read down.
Verse 7?
Yeah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. That, and here's the purpose, one purpose, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. You know, I did a Google search for Christian purpose, and I got 1,680,000 hits.
Uh-huh.
And I started scrolling through and looking. Everybody has an idea and has this great plan for what the purpose of Christianity is. This is the one purpose.
Yeah.
That Jesus may live his life through us. That's what that treasure is. That's what our power is. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Our only hope of glory is Christ in us. Our only purpose is Christ in us. The treasure is Christ in us. The power is Christ in us. The one gift is Christ in us. Our one ministry is his ministry, Christ in us. Our one purpose is to allow him to live his life through us. Verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. One and only one.
So, there is one treasure, one gift. Christ in you. Verse 4. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, who saith? God saith, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. That's a quote of Psalm 68:18, verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is, but he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the equipping of the holy ones for the work of the ministry, for the edifying building up of the body of Christ, it is the holy ones, that is, all believers, that do the work of the ministry. You notice the ministry is singular. It's the ministry of reconciliation, doing the function of delivering the message, or gospel, teaching, prophesying, shepherding, and proclaiming the good news is part of living appropriately as a child of God. The work of the ministry is the ministry of reconciliation, the ministry of Christ in us. Religion has created a hierarchy of positions within their organizations and used these words, but not in a rightly divided way. A more accurate translation, with the word some, which is not in the Greek, removed, Ephesians 4:11 and 12 reads as follows: "And he indeed gave messengers, inspired speakers, proclaimers of the gospel, and teaching shepherds for the equipping of the holy ones for the work of the ministry." And that ministry is the ministry of reconciliation, for the building up of the body of Christ. These ways to serve one another have been called gift ministries, but more accurately should be called serving of the gift. As every man has received the gift, even so serve the same one to another. That's 1 Peter 4:10. We each should be serving the gift to one another. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17 tells us, "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things new are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry or service of reconciliation." Each of us who are born again of God's Spirit has the gift of Holy Spirit. Our ministry or service of reconciliation is part of that gift. Let us, by love, serve the gift one to another. Verse 13, "Till we all come to the unity or the oneness of the faith, and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." These verses have been misused over the past two centuries to perpetrate the clergy over laity, special anointing, and so-called gift ministry fallacy. Yet here in the same chapter, the concept of the oneness of the faith, the oneness and completeness of the gift of Christ in you, stands in opposition to the deceit. Building of organizations based upon a hierarchy, influence, and personal power stands in stark contrast to the body of Christ. Building up the body of Christ is not about bigger meetings, political influence, and more real estate. The body of Christ is built up when we serve the gift in love to one another. Verse 14, "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. As others believe and are birthed into the family of God and begin to learn what they have received, we each have the privilege and responsibility to help them understand and walk appropriately in the grace of God. 1. One Lord, one faith, one God our Father, one body, and one Christ in us, who fills all in all who believe. Just one.